This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Hello everyone and welcome to our New Day Dawning Christmas special. And a very happy Christmas to you all. Here to open our programme is one of my favourite Christmas carols, Angels from the Realms of Glory, sung by Peter Hollins and David Archuleta, along with the Piano Guys and the Tabernacle Choir.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.
What a glorious song that was. Can't you just picture for a moment the night when Jesus was born, when the dark sky was suddenly ablaze with angels praising God and singing their wonderful message of hope that the Saviour of the world had arrived at long last. And so at the start of our programme today, I want to bear in mind the many angels of mercy in today's world who've been our saviours in their own way, lighting up what's been a very dark and dismal time for us in our world. I'd like to dedicate this Christmas programme to all our frontline workers everywhere, our doctors, anaesthetists, surgeons, nurses, scientific researchers, vaccine manufacturers, pharmacists and all hospital staff, those in emergency services and for all who serve the general public, those in caring professions, teachers and their assistants, nursery staff and social workers, all school staff, religious staff, chaplains and funeral workers, and all those who've kept everyone supplied with food and benefits, for all who work in communication and financial services, for transport workers, asylum support workers, and all those who've kept the cogs of everyday lives moving. Thank you so much for your devotion to duty, for your excellent care, and for the daily sacrifices you've all made on our behalf. Many of you will be at work right now over this holiday season. May God bless you and your families and all those you love this Christmas. So now let's listen to the real Christmas message and the most wonderful story ever told. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning all things were made, and without him nothing was made. In him was life, light of all
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
Oh, born little Jesus, this world gonna break your heart. There'll be no place to lay your head, my Lord.
She bowed.
someday he will die to save this world. Oh, poor little Jesus.
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Rocks, hills, and plains.
Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Let's see what Luke has to tell us. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, the Lord
be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. At that time Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfil his promises to her."
As I kneel before,
fill me with your love. I
In Matthew's account, we hear about Joseph's dilemma. He says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which means 'God with us.' When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son." Today in part one of our Christmas special, you've been listening to music by the children of Central Middle School and myself, Maddie Pryor and the Carnival Band, Celtic Woman, Libra, The King's Singers, Precat, and Amy Grant. Please join us for part two of this Christmas story tomorrow on Boxing Day at the more usual Sunday time of 8 o'clock. Goodbye now from me, Sheila Hamill, and also Andrew Ridgwick, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
And may we both wish you all a happy, peaceful, and blessed Christmas. Bye for now.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I as you watch my face, if for one